excited that she formed her own company with 7 other dancers. Annie began to travel to villages all around the country to learn as much as she could about the area's traditional dances. She read about the history of each place and talked with elders. When possible, she participated in the dances herself. She paid special attention to the steps, the music, and the outfits the people wore. After returning home, Ami would go to the dance studio. The danzas y bailes she saw in the villages were for ceremonial purposes, like celebrating a patron saint or hoping for a good harvest. Other times, the dances happened so people could have fun and meet new friends. However, the dance pieces Ami was creating were meant to be performances for audiences to watch in a theater. Ami used her skills as a choreographer and her knowledge of both ballet and modern dance to make the pieces innovative and beautiful. She made sure the dancers wore dazzling costumes and that there was dramatic lighting and spectacular backdrops. Audiences loved the folkloric ballets, and Amalia's dance company quickly became very famous. In 1954, they performed on the Función de Gala television show. They danced on the show every week for more than 60 weeks. The company grew to include 20 dancers, and then 50. The company's repertoire, or stock of dances, included ballets based on mestizo bailes, like the Sones Jarochos from Veracruz. Mestizo is the combination of Amerindian, European, and African traditions. In this ballet, musicians dressed in white played the harp and guitars as the dancers stomped on a tarima. The company's repertoire also included ballets based on indigenous danzas, like La Danza del Venado from the Yaqui Indians in the Sonoran Desert, and Los Quetzales from the Nahuas and Totonaco people in the Valley of Mexico. Some of the company's ballets were not based on traditional dances, but were original pieces inspired by Mexico's pre-Columbian past. Ami wanted to celebrate the history of her country. She looked at the sculptures and art that ancient civilizations like the Aztecs and the Maya had created. She conceived dance steps for ballets like La Gran Tenochtitlan, based on that art. Some ballets were inspired by more recent history and by music like the polka and waltz, which were popular with the wealthy in the 19th century. Or by corridos, which were popular with the poor at the beginning of the 20th century. Ami would often dance as Juana Gallo, a fierce female soldier of the time. The company became a great success, not only in Mexico, but abroad too. In 1959, the Mexican government asked it to represent Mexico in the Pan American Games. These games are similar to the Olympics, but only athletes from the Americas compete. It was a great honor to be a part of such an important event. That year, Ami decided to call the company Ballet Folclórico de México, Mexico's folkloric ballet. The company became truly international in 1961, when it won the first prize at the prestigious Festival of Nations in Paris. Famous ballets and important dance troupes from all over the world competed at the event. After the folkloric ballet won, it was invited to tour in Europe. Later on, it visited Japan and Australia. The dancers even performed next to the Great Sphinx in Egypt. To be touring the world was exciting for Ami, but it was not simple to arrange. The company needed transportation for 50 or so dancers, musicians, and sound and lighting technicians, and more than 3 tons of costumes.